The kids have Father Christmas coming once a year, and once every 4 years, us adults get to get excited about the World Cup. It's fantastic.
I think it would probably be remiss of me not to start this conversation with England. Going into this tournament, looking at their form so far, how do you rate their chances?
Well, obviously, it's going to be very difficult. We're not the best team in the tournament, but I would suggest that quarterfinals isn't beyond us. And when you do get to that stage, you know, it only takes one big performance, because you're going to come up against a decent side at that point. Then, you know, who knows? It is possible to go a bit further than that, but I think that the squad that we got were capable of getting at least to the quarterfinals.
The back five pretty much picks itself, but who would you like to see in midfield? I'm guessing, possibly given your history, the Southampton man, Alan Lallana.
Yeah, I would probably suggest that it's going to be Gerrard and Henderson, and then in front of them, Sterling, Lallana and Rooney with Sturridge up front. That's I think it depending on the fitness of Welbeck, that may change, because I think Roy Hodgson is quite a big fan of Danny Welbeck's, but personally, that's the 11 I'd probably go with if they're all fit.
A lot has been made about the conditions in Brazil. We know that the team has been playing its friendlies, acclimatising in Miami. It's going to get hotter still when they're down in Brazil. How do you think the team will cope with that?
Well, obviously, you've got to adapt your style of play a little bit, and I think they have been trying to do that in the friendlies leading up to the game. I was at the Peru game at Wembley, and you know, even though that was over here, and it wasn't a stifling hot evening, you could tell that the England side were actually trying to just play the game a little bit slower and just try and get into the habit of playing that way. So they'll have to adapt a little bit, but I'm sure they can cope with it.
We know that England is passionate about its football, arguably Brazilians even more so. What do you expect the atmosphere is going to be like in the stadia for these games?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be incredible all the time that Brazil is still in the tournament. I think the big worry is that when Brazil get knocked out of the tournament, that the civil unrest that has been taking place leading up to the tournament will perhaps rear its ugly head again, and that might be a little bit of a worry for the organisers.
So England play Italy on Saturday night. Have you chosen where you're going to watch it yet?
I shall be watching it in a cinema complex in Leicester.
Sounds fantastic.
Where I shall be doing a question and answer before the game, and then sit and watch the game with a few England fans.
Okay, a two-part question to finish with. Have you taken part in the office syndicate on who's going to, the sweepstake, I should say, on who's going to win?
I haven't done, actually, no.
And who's your prediction, then? Who is going to lift the trophy?
I've gone for Argentina.